Well, from political footballs to real ones of the Aussie rules kind, if you were listening to Breakfast yesterday, you might have heard Warwick tell us about the possibility of Tasmania joining the AFL with a women's footy team. The National Women's AFL comp is due to kick off next year. And while the details of that are still being finalised, huge strides forward have been made on a state level, including in Victoria, where the Victorian Women's Football League has launched a new state league competition. Simon Lethlean is the AFL's General Manager of Game and Market Development, and he joins us now. Simon, good morning.
Morning, Fran. Thanks for having us.
Well, the first question could be, what's taken you so long?
Yeah, good question. Look, we've, seen fantastic growth in female football, you know, from the girls' age up through the senior ranks now. So I suppose it's been a momentum shift that's pushed us into creating the best pathway we can, but it's certainly taken longer than it should have, but the momentum now is fantastic.
And just to stick with this for a minute, the other codes have got there ahead of you. Rugby's got the Wallaroos, and Rugby League's got the Jillaroos, we've got the Matildas. How much pressure have you been under by the fact that all these other leagues are in existence?
Yeah, I suppose they have got there before us, but I guess in saying that, we've taken our time now to build from the base, and we've seen 46% growth last year in female football, 165 new teams last year, and 250 new teams this year. So I guess while we've taken our time, we wanted to build the base and not jump in too soon. What we need to create is a viable and sustainable elite competition. That's what we're going to do.
How is that base going? You're about to kick off the VFL is going to sponsor a women's comp. I think there are some other women's leagues, aren't there, around the country?
Yeah, there's leagues in every state. I guess Victoria's probably taking the lead insofar as creating more of a Premier League this year from their highest grades. Last year, they've added four new teams towards their pinnacle of their state league this year. So they've got.
So this Premier League is going to be different. What in terms of where it plays or how the players are paid? What's the deal?
No, I guess it's a bit more organised, and they've got the best teams into the top echelon of that league now with four new teams in there. We've had a pretty dominant team in the Darebin Falcons, and I think have won 9 of the last 10 premierships. So they've, they've consolidated and got the best teams into the one league now, and the best girls will be playing together.
And the women's AFL has really come on, and some credit this to AusKick. AusKick, for a lot of people who might not know, it's in schools, I think, and it's for young kids to learn about Aussie rules, and girls and boys play AusKick. Has that made a real difference, Simon?
Yeah, look, it's been 20 years now, AusKick. It's been the premier participation program for kids' sports for a long time, and it's 185,000 kids around Australia do it either in schools or in organised community facilities on a weekend. So it's our premier participation program. It's going from strength to strength, and it's absolutely for 5-year-olds to 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds, girls and boys. So it's a real flagship for us.
You've proven that the crowds will watch. There was an enormous turn on for watching the women's game last year. Was it Western Bulldogs in Melbourne? Was that what it was?
Yeah, Bulldogs Melbourne. Yeah, it was on Channel 7 and had about 300,000 odd viewers, so it was a fantastic result.
So are the women's league going to play these games in their own right and hope the crowds come, or are going they be put before the AFL games? And that's one question, but the second question, importantly, is what kind of financial incentive is there? Will these players be paid properly? Will they be full-time professional footballers?
Yeah, look, two good questions. The first one, I suppose, is we're still creating how the format's going to be and where and when it'll be played, but most likely be a combination of curtain raises or post-match games as well as standalone games, more likely at the start of the year, so we don't disrupt the state leagues that are in existence in every state, so more a February-March proposition around our own pre-season competition. And then secondly, we're building from the base here, trying to create a viable competition. So what we can say is that the girls that compete will be no worse off for doing so, and hopefully some of the marquee players will be paid. And we're also going to try and find some career pathways for these girls if they're keen on, being involved in administration and find the best medical and insurance benefits as well. So we'll start from a strong position, and hopefully as the competition builds will be more viable and the girls will be well remunerated. That's our plan.
So when you say no worse off for doing so, what, that they won't be out of pocket, that's the best most of them can hope for?
Yeah, look, it's only going to be a small sort of obligation at the start of this week. We're going to have probably a 6, 7, 8 team competition, probably across 7 or 8 weeks at the start of the year. So they'll still be playing football in their normal comps during the course of the year. So we just want to make sure that those girls that are travelling or otherwise are looked after, and we're not going to have a commercial model that's going to sustain paying the girls the way they probably be paid 5, 6, 7 years into it.
So, right. Okay. So even with when the National League kicks off, it'll be for love, not money, for a while.
Oh, there'll certainly be some girls that get paid. It's just a matter of how we can sustain paying, 25 members of 10 teams. It's not going to be a competition that attracts huge commerciality first up, so we want to get it right.
And just briefly, Simon, sorry, we're almost at the news. We've got 30 seconds left, but I understand AFL's been talent spotting, moving around the country, looking at women playing other sports and trying to recruit them.
Yeah, we've had a talent search in every state. I think with Sydney to go this weekend, and there's been girls from frisbee, netball, basketball, soccer, and we're just trying to attract girls that haven't played footy before or registered before, and we've certainly found some good talent that have been pushed into state academies now, so we're certainly building a good base.
I can't wait. Are they going to be called, the Swans, the Cats, the Tigers, all that?
That's all to be determined. That's the next piece of the puzzle, so that'll be happening across the middle part of the year.
Simon Lethlean, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Simon Lethlean from the AFL.